Okay, so good morning, Erev Shabbat Shalom. Today's daf is daf Kuf Yud Gimel, daf 113. We left off at the bottom of the page on Kuf Yud Bet Amud Bet 112b, four lines on the bottom of the page. Amar Avina, Hai Shlucha de Rabbanan, Mehem Nan Leke Beitre. This Shaliach of the rabbis, we believe him like two witnesses. V'hanimile de Shamta, that's to put somebody in excommunication. Aval Epticha, but to write him a document of excommunication. Since he'd have to pay money for the kabayle lemitavle zuzel safra, you'd have to give money to a sofer in order to write it. Lo, so that would not be the case. Amar vina yavinan zimna apuma deitedav apuma deshibbe. We invite a person to the Beit Din to come to his court date by the mouth of a woman and by the mouth of his neighbor. Velo ameran ela deleite b'matad. That's only if he's not in our town. Flipping the Amud, Aval ite b'matan lo, but if he's in the town, then we would not excommunicate him like that. The Amrinan emar lo amrule, because if he's in the town, what are the people going to say? Oh, we're not going to tell him why. The Amre ashkechinu shleichad de beidina ve'amar le. The woman's going to say, I don't need to tell him because the shaliach of the beidin is going to find him. He's in our town and he'll tell him himself. V'lo amiran ele de lo chalifa b'avad de beidina. That's only if he's not somebody who goes in and out of the beidin. But if he goes in and out of the Beit Din, lo, would not be the case either. We don't rely on a neighbor to go and tell him. Amri, ashkechua Beit Din ve Amri le. Because he's going to say, the Beit Din will find him, and they will tell him. That's only if the woman that was sent comes back, the woman that was sent to give the message, the guy comes back on that very day. But if he did not come back on that very day, then no, we would not say this. Why? We would say maybe she forgot, and that's why he didn't come. Right? If he sent somebody to go and tell someone to come to Din, if he didn't come back on that very day, maybe she forgot to go and tell him. Amar Ava, Hayman dichtiv alei peticha al delo ate ledina. They wrote a letter of excommunication. Somebody who didn't come to Din, ade ate ledina. Lo mekarinale. Until he comes to the Beit Din, we don't rip up the paper. Al delot tzayid ledina. If he doesn't listen to the Din, ad de tzayid lo mekarinale. Until he listens, we don't rip it up. Velo here, that's not true. Kevan de amar tzaytena karinale. Once he says, I'm listening, I will listen, then we rip up the document. Amar v'chista, kovin zman sheni v'chamishi v'sheni. This is when do we set times for them to come to, for people to come to the Beit Din? So Monday, Thursday, and Monday. So they don't send them a letter all at once. They would send them one letter for Monday. If he misses, then they send another for Thursday. If he misses, then they would send another one for Monday. Zimna v'zimna batar zimna. Right? For the machar kadvinan, and if that person doesn't come on that following Monday, then they would write the document on Tuesday. Rav Asi ikla be'i Rav Kana. You went to Rav Kana. Chazahi iteta de ezmena ledina b'fanya. He saw this woman was invited to the din, to come to din at night. Utsafra katavala peticha. And then in the morning, they wrote for her this letter, this document of shamta, of excommunication. So amar le, lo savar la mor la had amar chista, kovin zman sheni v'chamishi v'sheni. Do you not hold like Rav Chista, who says that we do Monday, Thursday, Monday? You can't just do it one night and that's it. So amar le, hani mi le gavra, that's only a man. The anis related matag, he's busy with work and stuff like that. That he doesn't, he's not so commonly. Sometimes he's traveling. He's not always here. Aval iteta, but the woman kevan de itabe matas, since she's here veloati, and she doesn't come to the din after one night moredati, she's considered rebelling and she gets this letter. Amar viuda lo yahivna zimna. We don't give this invite to the Beit Din. Lo biyamei nisan velo biyamei tishrei. Not in nisan, not in tishrei. It's machloket. Why? Rashi explains because it's a time of katsir or batsir, of the reaping and harvesting time. So that's why they wouldn't invite then. Lo malei yom tava velo malei shabta. Not erev yom tov, not erev shabbat. Aval min nisan lebatar mi yomei nisan. Uvi yomei tishrei lebatar lebatar tishrei kavina. But during Nisan, you can invite for after Nisan, and during Tishrei, you can invite for after Tishrei. Mimalei Shabbat, lebatar malei Shabbat, lo kavinan. But for Erev Shabbat to come after Shabbat, to come after Shabbat, it says, we would not invite. Why? Mai ta'ama, bavidete, de Shabbatah tarit. He's busy with the preparations for Shabbat, and so therefore you don't do that. Amar Nachman, lo yavina zimna lo livnei kalav, kalav livnei rigla, rigla. They would not give this koveh zman for Beit Din during the time of the shiur that they used to have every Shabbat. Everyone would come to listen to drasha on Shabbat. We don't tell them on Monday come to Din. Or if they're coming 30 days before the regel, the holiday, to listen to halachot of the holiday, we don't tell them then, okay, now this is when you come to Din. So the Gemara says, why don't you do that? So Rashi explains, because they're going to remove themselves and not go to the actual shiur, the Rasha. When they were going in front of Rav Nachman, Amar Lehu, he said to them, did I gather you for your deen, for your laws? But nowadays that we have Ramayim, we are worried in such a case. Then we said in the Mishnah, if he has something he got that was achrayut, that had the shibud on it, he would have to pay. So money later, Rabbi Shimon Bray, Rabbi taught his son Rabbi Shimon, lo davar sheyesh b'achrayut mamash, doesn't actually have to have achrayut, ella afilu para v'choresh ba, even if it's a cow and he is plowing with it that it was stolen, or chamor v'chamer ba, or it was a donkey that he's working it, chayavin lachzir, he has to return it v'ni kavod avien, because of the honor of his father. He asked a question from Rav. Mita'a u'meseva le'a, who is a bed that was stolen and he's sitting on it, or a shulchan ve'ochel alav ma'u, or a table that was stolen and he's eating on it, what's the din? Amar lo ten l'chacham ve'yachkam od, it's a pasuk in Mishlei, give it to the chacham and let him become wiser. Meaning to say that it's the same thing, why would it be any different? A bed and a thing and a table, all is the same, you have to return. And then we get the new Mishnah. Ein portin lo mitevada mochsin lo mikisha gabayin. Person would not exchange money with the teva, with the case, the box of a tax collector, because we're worried that there's stolen money in there. Velo mikisha gabayin, and not from the pocket of the gabayim who collect the tax. So ve'enot leinu hem tzedakah, you don't take from them tzedakah. Aval notel hu mitoch beto o min hashuk, but you can take from inside his house or from the shuk. So the Gemara explains, Tana, aval noten lo dinar, ve, should say umachzir lo tashar. But let's say you owe half of a, if a person owes, let's say, half of a dinar, so you can give a dinar, and you can exchange it for half of what a dinar's value is in other coins. That you're allowed to do, but you can't exchange generally without giving your money.
Giving change.
Right. You can't just give change because we're worried that the money that you're getting is stolen money. So the Gemara says, Mokhsin, tax collector, stolen money. V'amar Shmuel, dina de machut de dina. Hold on. We know dina de machut de dina, meaning the laws of the place that you live in, of the kingdom of the place that you lived in, those are the laws. That's the law that we have to keep also, halakhically speaking. How can you say he doesn't have to, he shouldn't exchange, we're worried about stolen money. It's a tax collector. How is it stolen money? What are you talking about? So, Amar Chenina Bar Kana Amar Shmuel, V'moches She'en Lo Kitzvah. It's talking about a tax collector who has no kitzvah. This is machloket what this means. Rashi explains, he just takes however much he wants. That's not what the king told him to do. They say no. It's talking about a tax collector who went on his own to collect. Nobody sent him. Someone teach it on the following. It says, you can't wear shatnez even on your 10 pieces of clothing in order to avoid paying the tariffs of the clothing. This Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya, the writer says, "Asur l'avrech adameches." You're not allowed to try to avoid tariffs. Rabbi Shimon, tariffs like the tax tariffs. Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Mishum Rabbi Akiva, mutar l'avrech adameches. He says, "No, you are allowed to." So over here, the Mishnah sounds like you're not allowed to, and it's against Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, "Bishlam alinian kilayim b'hakamichligi." It makes sense according to for shatnez, mixed woolen linen. This is what they're arguing on. The more savar davarsha in kaven mutar. Machloket is something you don't have intention for. Is that mutar is permitted or it's asur, it's forbidden? But to avoid paying tariffs or taxes, is that allowed? You have to keep the laws of the kingdom of your place, of where you live. So how can you not allowed to avoid paying taxes? So I'm got a tax collector who does not have a set amount, meaning he just goes and collects whatever he wants. The very Amri, the tax collector who went on his own. Some teach it on the following. It says, Nodrin, Laharagin, Laharamin, Mokhtin, Shisha Turma. If let's say these people come to collect from you, and you make a fake neder to them, then no, it's you can take it, but it's Truma money. Or Shisha Beit Amelech, it's from the king, it's for the king's money. Beit Melech. Abal Bishay Nashel Turma. Even if it's not of Truma, even if it's not of the king and you're lying, you can do that. So the verse says, Mokhtin. For a tax collector, you have to keep the din. How are you allowed to avoid paying the tax? The tax collector who collects however much he wants. The tax collector who comes on his own. Rav Ashi says, no, he's talking about a non-Jewish tax collector. The Tanya, the writer says, Israel u'kna'ani. Says Shabbau Ladin, it should say. If Israel and a goy, they come to the Beit Din, imata yachol zakeu b'dinei Israel, if you can give him zechut with the laws of the Jewish people, our laws, zakeu, you should mezakeim. Ve'emor lo, and tell him, kach dinenu, these are our laws. If it's with the laws of the goyim, zakeu, you should make him merit. Ve'emor lo, kach dinchem, that's your laws. Ve'im lav, and if not, ba'in alav ba'kifin, you can come with different types of like excuses or things to try to avoid, to try to exempt the Jew. That's Rabbi Ishmael. Rabbi Akiva says, "Ain't bayin alav akifin. You can't do that. No way. Mipnei kiddush Hashem, because of God forbid making a chilul Hashem, you have to always make a kiddush Hashem. So you can't try to come and try to get the Jew to be exempted."
I'm wondering what's the halacha. It's very practical.
Yeah, it's a good question. Rabbi Akiva, ta'aman ika kiddush Hashem. His only reason is because it's kiddush Hashem. Haleka kiddush Hashem bayin. But if there is no aspect of kiddush Hashem, then you are allowed to come with akifin, with different things, to try to exempt the Jew. So the Gemara says, hold on. V'gezel k'nani mishare? Are you allowed to steal from a goy? V'atani Rav Abraita Amar Bishimon, davar zed darash Rabbi Akiva k'sheba mizefirin. Rabbi Akiva said this when he came from Zefirin. Minayin l'gezel k'nani shu asur. How do you know stealing from a goy is asur? It's not even asking, how do we know about stealing from... So how do we know it's asur? For sure it's asur. It's needed a source. Tamul lomar achare nimkar ge'ulat yelo. This is talking about an Eved Ivri that's sold to a goy in the Shuk. So he says, after Nimkar Geulati Elo, he should have a redemption. What does that mean? The next Amud, Sheloyim Shechenu B'Yetzel. You don't just take him and go. You don't take him, the Beit Din doesn't take them from the goy, and that's it. So Yachol Yiglom Alav, can you deceive the goy? Tamul Amar V'Chishavim Koneu. No. It says, Yedaktekim Koneu. You should negotiate with him and pay a good price for the Jew, for the Eved Kanani rather. So what do you see? You're not allowed to deceive a goy. You can't steal from a goy. So Amar Rav Yosef, there's a machloket. If it's Isur Deoraita, steal from a goy, Isur Derabanan, machloket. Amar Rav Yosef, lakasha, it's not difficult. Habiknani, habiger toshav. The difference is if it was an actual goy or is a ger toshav. So that does not oved avodah zarah, doesn't eat nevelot. So if it's a ger toshav, then obviously you're not allowed. If it's a goy, then he's trying to say you're allowed. It's not halacha, obviously. What do you mean? They're all written together. If you would have stopped there, you would have left with a misconception, thinking, oh, it's mutar to steal from a goy, God forbid. No, it's not. Rather, they're all written together. Lo lecha ela leger, shneimar leger, that's for a ger. Lo leger tzedek ela leger toshav, shneimar leger toshav, that's for a ger toshav. Mishpachat ger, ze ove kochamim, that's a goy. Kishu omer ola eker, when it says even ola eker, ze nimkar la vedak kochamim, someone sold to a goy. All of them are all included in the same thing. So Ella Amar Avala Kasha Kan Begizilo Kan Behapkad Alvato. No, the difference is if it was a stealing, if it was his theft, or if it was to uproot a loan that he had given. So if it's to get his loan back, that's not actual stealing. There wouldn't be a Chilul Hashem. If there wouldn't be a Chilul Hashem, then it would be permitted. But for the person to steal from a goy, that's not allowed. Amar Abaye Eved Ivri Hafkad Alvato. Okay, to get the Eved Ivri, that's to uproot. That's to get one's loan back. So Rava le Tamer, Rava says, no, Damar Rava, Eved Ivri Gufu Kanoi. Eved Ivri, his body is acquired to the goy, and therefore it's not just getting your loan, it's buying, it's taking him back, or just stealing. Amar Bibi Bar Gidel, Amar Bishimon, Chasida, Gezel Knani Asur, stealing from a goy is Asur, Avedato Muteret. But his law, if you find the lost object of a goy, it's Mutar to keep, you don't have to return it. Gezelo asur, stealing is asur. Damar avuna minayin legezel haknani shu asur. How do we know it's asur? Shneimar ve'achalta et kol ha'amim asher adonai elokecha noten lach. Bizman she'en mesurim bi'yadecha. That's only when they are in your hands. Ve'lo bizman she'enan mesurim bi'yadecha. Not when they're not in your hands. I mean, you're not allowed to steal from a goy. The Gemara then says, avidato muter, but this lost object is mutar. Damar Ruchama Bar Guria Amar Rav La Vedata Kanani Shei Muter. Minayin La Vedata Kanani Shei Muter. How do we know? Finding a lost object of a goy, you can keep it. So Shneimar La'chol Avedat Achicha. You have to return the lost object of your brother. La'chicha Tamachzir V'yat Tamachzir La'Kanani. That's only to your brother, your Jewish brother. It's not to a goy. You're not obligated. That's only maybe if he didn't come to his hands. He doesn't have to go after it. But if it came into your hands, you should go and return it to the goy. When it says Amar Avina Mitzata, the Atay Lidei Mashma, it says even if it came to his hands, he still doesn't have to return it. And the last part, we'll stop over here. Where he says Tanya, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair Omer, he says B'makom shesh chilul Hashem, afilu avedatu asur. In a place where there's a chilul Hashem, it can be a desecration of God's name. If a person wouldn't return the lost object of a goy, he has an obligation to return it, even in such a case. What's the halakha in that case? Are you required to return the lost object of a goy? So let's look at the halakha in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says the following.
It doesn't seem like there is a machloket about it.
Yeah, let's just see the following. So the Shulchan Aruch says that, here. Avedat avek chamim muteret. If you find the goy's lost object, you can keep it. But he says, "Ve'im echzira lekadesh et Hashem." But if you return it to make kiddush Hashem, so to beautify Am Yisrael and show what they are, harizem u'shuvach. That's praiseworthy. It's not obligatory. U'mekom sheyesh chilul Hashem. But if there's going to be a desecration of God's name, avidato asurav chayav lechzira. You're not allowed to keep it. You have to return it to the goy. So if there's going to be kiddush Hashem, you have to return it. That's the halakha. And tomorrow, B'ezras Hashem, we'll learn about ta'ut of a goy. I'm not going to be here tomorrow. We're going on a Shabbaton, so I don't know if we'll have it in person. We won't have it in person in New York. We'll stop there for today and do a 1-minute recap.